nation through plate of Calvary. By the precious blood of Calvary, the trip been paid for me. I'm a gold in the hope of Jesus. In the twinkling of an eye,
but I like that.
Hallelujah.
Well, the captain of the vessel. Well, I tell you, I like that kind of music. I believe the Lord's coming any moment, and I'm out of here. I am gone. When he shows up, goodbye, world, goodbye. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? I hope I get everything great today, because we are going to have a great broadcast. Now, let me tell you the name of this broadcast. Listen carefully. Imagine a world without the devil. Imagine a world without the devil. Can you imagine that? Can you just feel the joy of a world without Satan? I mean, a world where Satan is no longer around to bother us, and we are free of him, and forever, forever in his glory and in his joys. Oh, what a day that's going to be, friend. What a day that's going to be. I want you to be there. I want you to be there. A world without the devil, a world without Satan. Now, I've got eight things I'm going to give you in a minute about what's going to happen to the devil. I want you to know what's going to happen to him. I want you to know his jig is up. His time is almost over. He's playing it big time right now. I mean, he's really doing a show. He is really doing a show. But his time is very, very short. Very, very short. Now, we're going to have a great broadcast today, and I'm excited about it. And I want you involved in the middle of it. All of my Facebook folks, you must share this now with everybody in your friends list. You shouldn't be my friend if you don't share what we do on Saturday. That's just the way it is. You shouldn't be my friend. And there are thousands that would hear us if all of my friends would share it. I know some of you are busy. Some of you are working. Saturday may be a day to do the shopping. You may have to mow the yard. Your wife may have you doing chores, or your husband may have you cooking a cake. I don't know what may be doing, but take time to hear this broadcast and get something life-changing about it. Now, the devil will soon be gone. The devil will soon be out of commission. The devil will soon be in the bottomless pit. And then, very soon thereafter, the lake of fire, and he'll be there for eternity. Are you aware of this? Are you aware of exactly what is about to happen in this great universe of ours? This is God's world. You make sure you remember that. This is God's world. It's not the devil's. It's God's world. And I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait until we have the freedom of Christ and all that goes with living this joyous Christian life. Now, the end of Lucifer. Let's first read something from the holy book that really opens up this whole picture. Go to the book of Revelation 19, and let's begin reading, if we might, the book of Revelation chapter 19. Oh, that's not the right place. I tell you what, I have to be careful finding the right spot anymore. My eyes don't see things as well as it used to. Verse 17, Revelation 19. Listen, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heavens, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. The supper. He's talking about judgment. The supper, the final moment. The world has been a wickedness. The devil has made havoc. Many people are part of the devil's havoc. I mean, it's a world that really is in a mess. Nobody doubts that. You can't look at it. Read the news, watch the newspaper, watch the politicians, and watch the people in many realms of us, even the church, and not know we are coming down to the end. I'm amazed that so much of the church doesn't even preach Revelation, and here we are living right in the middle, right in the beauty. I mean, it really is beautiful. When you see what the end is going to be, it is nothing but wonderful, my friends. It is nothing but grand. And he says that you may eat the flesh of the kings and of the flesh of the captains and the flesh of the mighty men and the flesh of horses and of the flesh of and them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth. And the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against him and his army. That's Jesus returning to fight the battle of Armageddon. Oh, they think they're going to defeat the Son of God descending out of the heavens, and they're going to defeat him. They don't have a chance. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that had worshipped his image. These both were cast into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat on the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now, listen to the first verse of chapter 20. The first verse of chapter 20, and I saw the angel come down from heaven, having the keys of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that's the devil. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. I mean, Jesus didn't leave no room for misunderstanding here. He spoke of him as the devil and Satan. And then bound him, this angel, bound the devil, Satan, bound him and cast him and laid hands on him, that old serpent, which is called the devil, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. Cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him in and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Until the 1,000 years be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Now, I can go on and show you where the devil is cast into the lake of fire, where he will be tormented day and night forever and forever and forever. Now, I don't have a long time to talk too much. I want your calls today. I want your calls, your emails. If you don't get involved and learn this great truth, you miss a blessing. Because you need to know what's coming down on this world. You need to know what side you're on. Are you on the devil's side? Or are you on Jesus' side? Are you going to go down with Lucifer? Are you going to go up with the king and with the saints of the living? It's your choice. You're making a decision right while you're listening to me. Are you going up with Christ and his bride? Or are you going down with the devil and his wicked crowd? Which way are you going? Which direction are you going? How about you church preachers who preach and yet you never read the book of Revelation and you own a big fanfare? You're trying to create a kingdom on this earth and you're more concerned about the own little things that you love and you're into this false anointing, into this charismatic hoopla and all of this noise. You're into this contemporary music and you want to sing and get everybody dancing in the aisles. Many of whom have never even been converted. Let me tell you, you better join the right side. You better join the right side, and you should do it immediately. I wouldn't wait another day if I was you. I'd get on the Lord's side. I'd get in the right company, and I'd do it before the sun set today. Now, let me give you 8 things that's about to happen to the devil. Now, you need to keep, I'll have these with this article that will go out today to everybody who calls. We always have a gift. And today the gift is imagine a world without the devil, and you'll have in it eight things that's going to happen to the devil. Eight things that's going to happen to the devil. And you have also in this article something that is very wonderful for me to share with you. The wounds, the worldwide wounds of Satan. I want you to know what a bastard this man has been. I mean, it's okay to call him a bastard because he's without a mother. He's without a mooring. He's without any connection to anything that's right and pure and holy. And the worldwide wounds of the devil, how he has done such damage. There's a bunch of those and they're listed in this article. I may get to read them. I'm not sure, but I want to show you what's going to happen to Lucifer. Number one, the devil and every fallen angel is going to be locked up in the bottomless pit. The devil and every false angel is going to be locked up in the bottomless pit. They're going to be left in that bottomless pit 1,000 years to fester and to develop wickedness beyond human understanding. They will be nothing but raving maniacs when they come out of that bottomless pit. Can you imagine being shut up in a bottomless pit with nothing but demons and devils and homosexuals and lesbians and thieves and liars and crooks and nothing but people who did everything evil they could get away with and enjoyed it. They raped children. They raged against society. They raged against the church. And all of this crowd is shut up together in a bottomless pit, and they just fester in this wickedness, and they fester there 1,000 years. That's going to happen to the devil, and that's going to happen to his crowd. They're locked up, and they're locked up in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And when they get out of the pit, they'll have just a little season, and then they'll be cast into the lake of fire. Are you listening to me? They'll be cast into the lake of fire. So that's three things right there that happens to the devil. He gets thrown out with all of his angels. I mean, every last one of them, they get completely thrown out to be locked up. And then they fester for 1,000 years in this bottomless pit. And then they turn loose for a short season and then cast into the lake of fire. Now, I'm telling you, that's overwhelming. Now, let me tell you something else, the devil. The devil has been a musical character. The music of the generations has oozed out of him to deceive and debauch the world. Well, his musical ability and skills is going to be ripped out of him. I mean, when he is cast into that bottomless pit, he'll never have another tune. He'll never know another song. He'll never be able to strike another chord on a musical instrument. His music will be stripped from him. Can you imagine the devil losing his musical abilities? It's going to happen. Sure as I'm sitting here, his musical skills will be ripped from his once beautiful being. All his beauty. See, he was of all the creatures, one of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful. I mean, he is deceiving. He right now is an angel of light. He is a beautiful creature. But all of that beauty will soon be gone. All of that beauty will soon be gone. Now, that to me is overwhelming, to think of this proud, haughty devil who thinks he's the most handsome thing in God's created universe, and suddenly he looks like what he is. His character comes through in his very face and his very countenance, and he loses all of his breathtaking beauty. And then, remember, he's an angel of light, and suddenly his light goes out. He is no longer an angel of light. He becomes nothing but darkness. He becomes nothing but darkness. Are you understanding what Brother Chambers has given? The Holy Spirit fed these things to me. They're not my wisdom. They came from the Spirit of God and out of this Bible. And I'm telling you, all of his beauty shall be gone. His light will turn to darkness. And number seven, his religion. See, he's been a very religious character. He knows everything about God that a creature that God created can know. And he's very religious. And suddenly all of his distortion that he has manufactured in his religion shall be taken from him. And he shall find himself nothing but a cruel beast. Nothing but a cruel beast. Nothing but a empty, dark vacuum of nothingness. No concept of God. No concept of the once beauty that he had. No concept of the once light that he possessed. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And last of all, he will become a snake. A snake that will wither and be wretched in the lake of fire. And he will never again look like anything but a snake. Where'd you get that, Brother Chambers? Was he not a snake when he went into that Garden of Eden? Was he? No, he wasn't a snake when he went in. Was he not a snake when he came out of that Garden of Eden? Was he not a snake? Did the Bible not say that a snake deceived Adam and Eve? Yes, that was prophetic. That was a type used in the Bible of what he will be in this last day. That's what I believe. I believe he will wind up being a snake. Now, those are eight things that's going to happen to the devil. His judgment is going to be so complete that from a great and beautiful creature with great musical abilities that sung in the very presence of the great Jehovah God, that made music in the holy places of heaven, that made the most beautiful sounds of musical instruments that the ears ever heard. And now he's nothing but a withering, ugly old serpent snake in the lake of fire to suffer the flames of hell forever and forever and forever. Now, that's the devil's fate. That's what's coming to the devil. That's the end of old Lucifer. That's the end of this old serpent. Now, if you don't grasp all of that and take that to heart and understand, I'm not going to be part of that. I am not going down the tubes with a snake. I'm not going down the tubes with the devil. How about you? How about you? Now, I've given you the picture. There's much in the scripture. There's much in the Bible. The devil's on his last opportunity. He can never change. Well, he don't really have an opportunity. His last design, and he is forever going to be judged by Almighty God. By Almighty God. Now, I want to get you involved because I want the church world to get a picture of where this whole thing is headed. I want you to get some idea of what's happening. It's taking place everywhere you look. Churches that used to be on fire for God are now not even a good song or a good dance. I mean, it is pathetic to me. I was raised in a great denomination. I loved those people. I was as faithful to them as a man can be. But after 40-some years, I had to leave. I had to get out because I had to keep the truth of this Bible above all else. And today, I'm living in the truth of this Bible. Our church at Paul Creek is nothing but an old-fashioned full gospel church, an old-fashioned church of God. Or you may say, as the assembly of God, or as the Pentecostal holiness, and numbers of other groups. Really, old-fashioned Methodism. That's been some of the greatest doctrines I've ever studied, are the doctrines of the John Wesleys, and those that were part of his great revival time. Now, friends, I want to tell you something. Old-time Christianity is still real, and old-time sanctification is still real. And now I want you asking your questions about what is about to happen to the devil. What is about to happen to the devil? And I want to just kind of take my ease. And I want to kind of slow up here. And I want to take time for the best questions you can ask. The lines are open. 704-391-0588. That's our local number. 704-391-0588. Our international number, Canada and American number, which is a toll-free, is 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. JRC at Paul Creek, all little letters, all little case, paulcreek.org now, not .com. Let me have your question, and let's get into the heart of this subject, and let's learn what is about to happen to old Lucifer. Let's learn what is about to take place. It is no wonder that the church world is not into the book of Revelation, because it is such a finality picture. It is such a complete and awesome picture. And while it is only beautiful to people who love the truth, I guess it isn't even beautiful to people who hate judgment and hate that all of this has got to be judicially complete. Judicially completed. That's the good words now. It's got to be judicially completed. Everybody's got to get their fair, even fallen angels get their fair opportunity to answer for themselves. Even the devil is going to be judged, and he'll have a chance to answer for himself. But I'm telling you, judgment is at the door. Are you hearing me? Judgment is at the door. Now, I want to do something. I want to take 1 minute here and just rejoice with a word or two of that song. I love you. Are you going home with Jesus? Are you getting ready to get out of here? I'll come back and we'll finish the rest of that song at the conclusion. I want your questions. 1-800-338-7884. Now, please, don't play around. Grab your phone right now. Let's have questions about this end time, what's going to happen to Satan, and how he's going to be judged. Let me put up for you this little... I didn't quite get it. There you go. The Unholy Trinity. I want you to have a copy of that, and that will go out with this the gift for today. The Unholy Trinity, and it has a picture. If you go there to the beginning and go all the way through, you'll see it's a picture of the Unholy Trinity, the devil, the false prophet. I'm sorry, the devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. The devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Here's a picture of it, just here in my hand. It starts with 4,000 years before Christ and carries you all the way through to this three-person Trinity, the unholy Trinity, the devil, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. I will send you this with this free booklet, okay? And you'll have it. You make copies. You can give it out to all your church family. That's how much we want you to have and learn the truth. We're here to bring the truth to you. Now, the lines are still open, and I'm wanting you to grab that telephone, and I want to talk with you. I want to hear what you are thinking. I want to hear what you are saying. I want to know what I can answer that will help you to grow in the things of the Lord, okay? I want you to grow in the things of the Lord. Let me see here. If I have any questions, I don't believe I do yet. I want your questions, and I will go back here in a little bit and make sure I answer your questions for you, okay? Now, the line's open. The devil. What is going to happen to Satan? What is going to happen to Satan? Now, call quickly for this free gift. You get this article, it'll be put in a booklet form. You can keep it in your Bible. You can grow. You can learn. You can become usable to God. And you'll get this beautiful timeline. I put a lot of effort into these things. I mean, I work hard to do them. I've got 14 of them. And you'll have a picture of all of them on the back when you get this, so that you can order them all if you want them. And it will bless you. It will help you grow. It will help you mature. It will help you go further in Christ than you are now. Hey, where's your call? I have a great audience all the way. I get amazed hearing from other countries, Africa, people listening to this broadcast. And sometimes people get, I'm animated. And so I'm so busy, and I'm giving you good stuff, and I'm giving you good stuff. And a lot of times people don't want to call because they don't want to break their attention span from just listening. And that's okay. I understand that. But it's important to me to get questions where I am able to answer good questions questions that some of you would like to ask, but you don't feel comfortable with it. But there's others who do feel comfortable. So let me quickly hear from you. I'm here for your benefit. I'm here to be a blessing to you. So call and ask your question. And while you are calling, let me tell you what I'm doing these 6 weeks. This is number four. The fourth week, I'm having a kind of, you know, radio, internet, Facebook telethon. And I'm enlisting you to help me pay the bills. Is that okay? Everybody has to pay their bills, don't they? You have to pay them. Your ministry has to pay them. Your church has to pay them. We have to pay them. I've been doing this 44 years and never have had any extra money. I've given up many salaries to carry on this program and to pay the radio bill. But I'm at the point, if I don't get enough response from you during this telethon to pay the radio bills easily without getting behind, I'm going to start just doing internet and Facebook. I'm thinking seriously. I'm praying seriously. But there's so many thousands of you out there who are older like me. You don't like to mess with Facebook, or you don't like to mess with internet and not on the radio in your area. So you don't get it. Or if I'm on the radio in your area, you would not get it in that case. And so I'm asking you to get on board. I want some people who really give, some people who don't mind paying and making a little sacrifice for a ministry as powerful as this ministry is. Okay? So I'm depending on you. You got three more weeks, counting today, for you to respond. It hasn't been much better at all, maybe a little. A few different people said, well, I'm going to start giving. And that's helpful. I'm grateful. I'm not being critical of you. I'm just telling you, I've got to have help. I've got to have real help. I've got to have some people who are magnanimous givers, who make good money, who make extra money, who have extra income. And you're stored it away for a rainy day. Don't you know it's raining? Don't you know we're in the rainy day now, the coming of the Lord, rain and judgment, all kinds of things. Get involved. Get involved. Call right now, 1-800-338-7884. Call the local number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. You're important. You're very important. And next week, the program will be entitled The Celebration of All the Saints Together. The Celebration of All the Saints Together. Can you imagine being there with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob? Being there with Joseph and all the patriarchs? And being there with the great prophets Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, Zechariah, I mean on and on. Being there with the New Testament apostles. Being there with the great saints of the New Testament era. And then the great revivals of the different eras, different times in church history. I can't wait for that crowd. I can't wait to be with them. I'd rather be with a bunch of saints than eat when I'm hungry. I mean that. I love being with saints of God. I love being with saints of God. If you don't love being with the saints of God in the house of God, it's a pretty good sign you're not saved. You get really right with God and you have a new birth experience. You'll love the house of God. You'll love the house of God. Remember that now. The celebration of all the saints together. That's next Saturday. That's next, Lord willing, that's next Saturday. And I'm looking forward to it. Now, while you are calling, I would have thought the lines, every one of them would have been busy. Getting rid of the devil has got to be a highlight of the church of the whole age of humankind. The end of Satan, the end of the devil, the final moments of Lucifer, and the judgments of the great God upon him. Well, the lines are still open. I presume my phones are working. They're supposed to be. I have a lot of hacking that I've been dealing with. We got the police supposedly working on it and doing some things to find out these characters or this character, whichever it be, one or more. And they will. They'll go to judgment. Believe me, to try to hinder a program like this, you'll answer to God. you'll answer to God. As sure as I'm sitting here, wouldn't be in your shoes for golden socks. That's just how I feel about anybody that messes with people who are doing their best to do the work of God. That's all I know, is doing the work of God. I don't have nothing else on my agenda. I mean nothing else. I'm coming down to the end. When you pass 81 like I have, you can't wait to see the golden sunlight day. You can't wait to see the King coming in the clouds of glory. You can't wait to hear the sound of the trumpet. You just can't wait. I mean, I'm excited. I am overwhelmed with excitement of that great day. Now, everybody out there, let me hear from you. If you're proud and you're happy and you're looking forward to the day of Satan's finality, call and let me hear your question. What's on your mind? Do you understand the unholy Trinity? A devil and an antichrist and a false anointed and a false prophet, all presenting themselves as the triune God. I mean, that's how they're going to do it. That's what's coming right now. You can see it everywhere. Is a false God, false Christ, false spirits. I mean, our world is just getting ready for finality. I hope you understand that. For the end of the end. Let me give you a list of some of the wounds that Satan has inflicted upon the world. Have you ever considered the list of things that the devil has done? I mean, it's overwhelming to think of all. He has murdered a multitude of babies. He has murdered a multitude of babies. Do you understand how many babies the devil has killed by abortion? You understand that? I mean, that's the devil's doing. You don't count it nothing else. He has attacked the marvel of marriage. Marriage between a man and his wife, a woman and her husband. The devil has attacked it with every kind of ugly thing. Same-sex marriage is nothing but right out of the pit of hell. It's as dark as the devil himself. And don't you doubt it, my dear friend. It all comes from Lucifer. It all comes out of the realm of the devil. He has damned billions who are now in hell and who will soon be in the lake of fire. He has damned billions. Can you think of the billions? Sometimes good, decent people. People that you could like and people you could have a little respect for. And yet the devil has damned them because they've never been born again. They got caught up in religion. They got caught up just being good morally. And so they've never been born again. He has destroyed and damned. Now listen. He's destroyed and damned 1/3 of all of God's angels. 1/3 of the host of angels. The devil has damned them, and they're on their way to spend eternity in a lake of fire. Can you imagine anything more ugly than 1/3 of all the angelic host being destroyed, being damned? He has destroyed and damned 1/3 of all the angels, the cherubims and the seraphims. He has rendered much of the earth into a wilderness. Every dark place on this earth, every place of destruction, every place of wilderness, every desert, every place where it is just a hell on earth. The many governments that are nothing but hell on earth governments. The many countries where the people are living in utter bondage. All of that's the work of the devil. Do you not understand that? Every bit of that is the work of Lucifer. Every bit of it, the work of Lucifer. The earth and the heavens are full of storms, all kinds of destructions, tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, and on. You can name the things that have come to this earth. All of that's the devil's doing. It wasn't created like that. It wasn't created to be a place of all this destruction. It was created to be a place of purity, of happiness, of joy, of blessing. Oh, God wants us to live in a happiness and a peace and a joyous kind of thing. But the devil has made much of the earth a place of nothing but storms and nothing but destruction. He has prepared an antichrist and a false prophet for his final barrage upon humankind. He's got an antichrist ready. He's got a false prophet ready. And when God allows his moment, I should say, they will be turned loose for some of the darkest deeds of humankind. You're talking about murder. You're talking about devastation. What happened in London this week is only a little bit of the worldwide scenes, many times worse than that scene. And friend, it's coming. You can see it every hour, coming. The Muslim religion is nothing but a religion of hate, a religion that despises the Jew and despises the Christian and the darkness they are spewing. And many leaders of America think that they are a legitimate religion and want to brag about them and talk about the good things about them. Friend, I'm here to tell you there's nothing good about the Muslim religion. It damns everybody that's caught up in it. Nothing in that religion will save one soul. Not one soul will be saved because of the Muslim religion unless they come to, and many of them are coming to Christ. Many of them are seeing the light, and thank God for that. But you got to understand, all of that is the work of the devil. He has produced a multitude of false gods and false goddesses. Oh, there's been so many false gods, so many false goddesses presenting themselves as though there's some kind of god, some kind of, beautiful thing to worship. I was at a home some days ago, one of my men and I. The man said, well, I've been studying the different religions. I want to learn about them and figure out which one is the best. And I said, tell me this, have you ever found one yet where the God gave his son as a sacrifice for the sin of the world? Have you ever found one, even one? And he kind of stumbled there for a moment and then lit up a little bit. Well, I used to really be a Christian. And he affirmed what I was saying, that the only religion in the face of this earth is the religion of a God who gave his only begotten son, that his only begotten son could die on an old ragged cross. The Romans didn't crucify him, and the Jews didn't crucify him. Oh, they took part in it. They had some guilt, but it was God who put his son to death. It was God who put his son to death. You understand that? You go read Isaiah chapter 53, and you'll see how God rejoiced when he saw the result of his son's death. Great day. Great day. A host of ministers and many great doctrines have been destroyed, have been made to destroy multitudes of people. There are many preachers today out there that really belong to Satan. They really do. They just plain belong to the devil. They are his servants. They serve him. They're doing his biddings. And they're teaching false stuff. The music, the new contemporary music, is Antichrist music. If you go to a church that's in contemporary music, you either get out or it will slowly subvert you. And it will overwhelm you, and you'll be deceived by it, and you'll start liking that solical noise that makes you dance in a religious hoopla. Oh, friend, hear me when I tell you, it's dark stuff. It's always been that good music is from the Lord, and he wants us to sing about the cross and sing about the great theologies of the Bible and sing about the great rapture, the great coming of the Lord. Oh, I want to see him and look upon his face, there to sing forever of his redeeming grace. That's a beautiful song. Oh, I want to see him. Oh, I want to see him. And there are many, many. Oh, we sing them here. You'll love the music here. I've got several people who are great with music, but the real leaders are Brother Joe Gans and Sister Yvette Flores. Yvette was saved and came back to the Lord, oh, I guess it's 3 years ago. It's coming camp meeting. And what a blessing. And what a blessing Brother Gans is. You hear him, of course, from the internet and from this internet too. And what a blessedness. What a blessedness. We've got so much to rejoice about and so much to be happy about, because the devil will soon be out of commission. He'll soon be judged. I've got 23 minutes. I'm opening the lines up again to the phones, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I'm going to put the lines up here, the numbers up here again. They won't stay but a moment. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Let's fill the next little time with your questions and answers. Are your testimonies? Just telling the good things. God, have you had a miracle recently? Have you had a miracle recently? Oh, I tell you, I believe in miracles. I have never believed in them more, and I'm expecting to see more than I've ever seen before. I'm excited about miracles. They are wonderful to me. They are wonderful to me. Now, I want to hear from you. I'm going to save these last 20 minutes for you, so don't sit there and not call. While you're calling, I'm going to go and check out the internet. I'll check out the email. Okay, give me a moment here. You're calling, the phones are ringing, and I'm going to go, if I can get this thing to work right here, and see if I have any on email. I am waiting for your email. If you have a question, I will do my best to answer it. None there. So I believe you're just going to sit on your laurels today and not do what you ought to be doing so that you could help me answer questions for a host of people. I don't know what you don't know about the coming destruction of the devil. I don't know what you understand. Maybe you don't even think about it. Maybe it's never crossed your mind that Satan is on his last leg, that Satan's going to be judged, that all of this is going to be brought to the right judicial satisfaction. And I'm excited. And I want you to understand these things. I want you to get them in your heart and your head. I said earlier, maybe you didn't hear me, but I said the old devil is going to lose all of his musical skills. They're going to be ripped from him, and he's not going to know one single note. He's not going to be able to hit a tune on a piano or a set of drums or anything else, because he's going to lose his musical ability. He's going to lose all the beauty that he was created with. One of the most beautiful of all the angels was old Lucifer, and he became proud and haughty and thought he was something special. And of course, God threw him out of heaven. God threw him out of heaven. Now, I'm waiting for your calls because I really do want to spend these last minutes with you. You're my guest, and you're my friends, and I love you. Now, I'm preaching a very powerful sermon in the morning that I am extremely excited about. I was reading in the sanctuary, studying, seeking the Lord yesterday morning. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost gave me a sermon. I said the other day, it's a thrilling thing when you get a sermon from the Lord. It's a thrilling thing when you get a sermon from the Lord. Let's take a call here. You on the air. May I help you, please? Wait a minute. Something, I didn't get everything mashed here. All right, go ahead. You on the air.
Yes, sir. When Jesus was tempted of the devil in the situation where that the devil said that he showed the kingdoms of the world, and that if he would fall down and worship him, he could have all of those. Actually, the devil is a liar. He couldn't do that because Jesus had to shed his blood and suffer, and God will give him the kingdoms of the world. I'd like for you to discuss that, please.
Well, that's a good subject, and what you said is right to a degree. But the devil has certain powers, and the devil has certainly gave the kingdoms of this world to many wicked people. How did Hitler get the Germany? How did Mussolini get his country? How did Stalin get Russia? Yeah, the devil has had a certain limited powers. Now, he only has them because people give them to him. Either God has to give him permission, or people have to give up their rights. America spent 8 years with Obama, and if ever there's been a devil in the White House, Obama did everything the devil wanted him to do. There is no ifs and ands. Now, who gave him that right? American voters. With the media, of course, deceiving them, and the Democrat Party completely blind to what they are partners to. And he didn't get it from, as a total thing, because he always has to answer. But the devil does have certain powers, and he could have made Jesus just like, the devil made rock and roll singers and stars to be loved by the whole world until they died on an overdose, The devil has been able to do that. And so he had certain powers, and Jesus admitted that when he answered him with a biblical answer and not with some argument.
Yes, sir. Well, now, how would you discuss in the book of Revelation, where that the line of the tribe of Judah, he's the only one who prevails over the seven sealed scroll, which contains the title deeds of the earth, that we realize that Satan has his power. But, you know, Copeland, Kenneth Copeland, the Word of Faith people, they teach that God has to get permission from Satan to even have access to do things in the world.
That's insane. That statement is insane, friend. God don't have to get permission from nobody. The devil gets permission from God, and that's a final statement. Ain't no, there is no way anything else could be truth.
Yes, and you know where it says the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior, and he'll rule forever and ever. A 1,000 years reign is coming up. That's something to shout about, isn't it?
You better believe it. I can hardly wait. Last week, I did a program, and I loved it. I did a program on seeing Jesus face to face. Anybody that didn't hear that program ought to go in the archives and get it, because I think it was one of my best. I had some trouble because of a hacker with my telephone, but thank the Lord we've kept it free today. We have to watch it like a, you know, real careful, not take number calls from certain numbers that we've identified. But God's helping us, and he's going to break the power of that mess, because Jesus is fixing to take over this universe.
Thank you so much.
I love you. God bless your heart. Now call me quickly. Joe Chambers here. Want to hear from you. Every line ought to be tied up, because we are talking about something so grand and so out of this world. The glory of this is beyond Joe Chambers. That Satan is going to be judged. I told you 7-8 things that's fixing to happen to him. The devil and every fallen angel is going to be locked up at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. Not only are they going to be locked up, but they're going to be in a bottomless pit to fester with all the filth and wickedness of a multitude of God-hating people and God-hating demons. You're talking about a dark place. That bottomless pit is the next thing to hell, or the lake of fire. And the devil will be there 1,000 years with all that miserable crowd, and then loosed with all his anger and his fettered wickedness for a short season, and then cast into the lake of fire. The devil will be cast into the lake of fire. I said a while ago, all of his musical skills will be stripped from him. All of them. He'll have no ability to hit a note. You know, I can't hit a note hardly, but a little bit. But one day I'll be able to sing, and he won't be able. He's able to sing now, and I can't. I'll be able to sing then, and he can't. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? What a beauty. All his beauty will be vanished, will be stripped from him. I mean, he will become ugly. He will be as ugly as hell is ugly, as ugly as darkness is ugly, as ugly as wickedness is ugly. Have you watched evil people and saw how ugly they become as they continue in their wickedness? I mean, just get uglier and uglier. I saw little girls on the street selling their body, and they'd be 22, 23 years old, maybe something like that. I would never know the true fact. And you could tell they used to be beautiful. They used to be a lovely little daughter in some mama's heart. Oh, the devil. I tell you one thing. I don't know about you, but when I think about what the devil has done to many pretty little girls until their bodies became nothing but an instrument to sell for the highest bidder, you know, it just tears me out of my frame. I think of little children who men have ravaged and raped and mutilated. And I've said all my life, I guess, ever since I can remember, any man that would touch a little girl, any woman or man that would touch a little girl or a little boy ought to be hung by the neck immediately, as soon as we know they're guilty. As soon as we know they're guilty, they ought to be hung by the neck until they're dead. You can't do that to little children. It tears me out of my frame to even think about it. I got two little great-granddaughters. And I'm telling you, I've gone so crazy over those two kids. I mean, absolutely insane. And one lives in South Carolina, one lives up in Maine. And every day I want to get them in my hands and love on them and tell them how much I love them. And believe me, I'm praying. Excuse me there. I'm sorry. I talk about him. It tears me out of my heart. But the old devil will lose everything of beauty. He'll never see another beautiful little baby. He'll never be able to ravage through some old wicked man. See, the devil gets joy out of taking a wicked man and raping a little girl. The devil gets joy out of taking a wicked man and raping a little boy. The devil takes joy out of getting a man and turning him into a homosexual, or taking a woman and turning her into a lesbian. The devil gets joy out of that. Oh, he enjoys that, but his jig is up. He soon will have no privilege of none of that ugly thing. None of that. None of that. Where are you at? Are you calling me? This article is ready for you. I want to send it to you. I want to send you this material. I want you to get it in you and get it to you. Preacher, get off your lazy seat and get on your feet and hit the street and start getting some sermons out of the book of Revelation. I'll give you my book on the book of Revelation, the masterpiece, if you don't have in the money, so you can study and preach to your church about this coming of the day of judgment. Then I said earlier, the devil has been the angel of light. He will now soon be the angel of darkness. I mean, darkness will fall upon him. I mean, it will take over his very being. He will be ugly. He will have no musical skills. He'll be dark. And it'll be terrible. I mean, it'll be terrible. His religion will die on him, and he will know it is nothing but emptiness. And then he'll become a snake in the everlasting place called the lake of fire. You're talking about a judgment. You're talking about a horrible judgment. The devil is coming under judgment. Do you understand me? Now, I've got 10 more minutes here for another call or two, and that was a good call. That really was a good call. Those are the kind of calls that people begin to open up and understand a little bit more about the Bible. Do you understand where this happens to the devil? You understand as soon as that preacher... Why does the devil hate the pre-trib rapture so intently? Why would he do anything in his power? That's why I'm hated by this man that has been hacking into us, is over the pre-trib rapture. He just hates it. Why? Because he belongs to the devil. He's part of the devil's crowd. And they hate the pre-trib rapture, because the moment that pre-trib rapture occurs, right after that, the devil is cast out of heaven. He's cast down to the earth. He can never leave the earth again. Never leave the earth again until he's dropped into the bottomless pit and then into the lake of fire. Are you getting? I mean, I've given you nothing but wonderful truth today. I really have, and I'm grateful, and I hope it changes your life, and you're on the air. May I help you, please?
Why is it that nobody, Christian, inside or outside of the church, is interested in all this fantastic information that's coming out about our political leaders involved in satanic pedophilia? Why are they closing their eyes and running the other way? They're willingly ignorant. Why?
Well, because it is too dark to handle. They are not godly men. They don't know anything about being born again as a whole. There's a few maybe that are, and I'm not putting them down. Thank God for them. I don't think Donald Trump is born again. He does have very little perception of the things I'm talking about. He's a good man. He's doing his best to be a good president. He's got hell to face and hell to fight. But every time he says something that the liberal crowd, the progressives, they call them, they're not progressive, they're degressive. Every time they charge him, he always comes out winning. And he will, because we're praying. We believe in God to use him. Just like God used some of the greats in the Old Testament. He even used Nebuchadnezzar to take care of Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego after trying them, of course. So that's all I know, my brother. They just can't handle it.
I'm disgusted with the mainline churches.
Oh, the church is where the problem is, brother.
Yes, sir. They're running interference. They're blocking for them.
The church is blocking for the progressive in the liberal cause. I just read today where a church group is making their churches all sanctuary cities so they can protect these illegal immigrants that have broken the law and need to be deported. What is wrong with those people? What is wrong with those preachers? Those preachers are devils. They're not men of God.
They've turned everything upside down.
Upside down. Do you understand? Did you see when I put up the little timeline that I've done called, let me put it up again, the Unholy Trinity. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Well, that's a timeline that I've done. I'm giving it today along with the article. And it shows we've got this darkness, I'm telling you, that's coming on the world. And in that, I mean, the Trinity that's coming, the devil's Trinity is God, Satan as God, the Antichrist as Jesus, and then the false prophet as the Holy Spirit. And they will deceive the world until multitudes of religious people will fall on their faces worshiping that crowd. And that's what they're doing right now. When they sing this contemporary music and play the drums like jungle drums, and it's all just loud. It's obnoxious to a real believer who's got the Holy Spirit in their heart. When I'm in a place like that, I just want to run.
And we got a preacher here in town that's got tens of thousands of followers. I saw him on the internet, on YouTube, and he was caught accusing Bible-believing Christians of being haters.
Yeah, that must be the church that they called Innovation.
Yeah, Elevation.
Elevation, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm meeting people everywhere that go there. They don't understand what they're going to.
Yeah.
They don't understand it's all the devil's religion. The devil is the most religious character on the universe. He takes all the religion that he learned from God when he was in the heavens as a holy angel, and he debauches it. He imitates it. He creates a facade of it, and it looks so close. I'm telling you, I've talked to people who went to one of those churches, and they would tell me the kind of emotion that they would feel when they're into these religious moments. And then they would say to me, but that's the same thing I felt from my Pentecostal church where I was raised at. Well, the devil can make a person in their body feel an emotion that comes from the devil, and it feels like a God emotion if they don't know God.
Unbelievable. Thank you for what you're doing.
Well, I'm just doing my best. Now, do they have your name and address to send you this flyer? Well, you just stay on and give them your name, okay?
Right.
I love you, brother. You're always wonderful when you call. You ought to call more often. Line one, ladies, if you'll take care, and men, take care of that. Listen to me, friend. I want to tell you something. You need to call quickly. I've got 5 minutes here, and I'd like to answer a question for you. And if you've not got what I've given you today, it's your fault because I've laid it on the line. I've said things that most preachers don't even study enough to say. And I've said it plain. I've said it simple. I've got it right here to send you so you can research it. And you find anything in it that's not biblical, you call me and I'll accept your word. If it's not biblical, and I'll do my level best to correct it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Dr. Chambers, I just have a comment for the man that called you a few seconds ago. In my opinion, most preachers nowadays think they're celebrities instead of preachers of the gospel like you. I visit churches that don't even have invitations where to get saved is, you know, get forgiven and go on and do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you're right, sir.
We have a lot of preachers that think they're celebrities, and I like to hang up and hear what you have to say about it.
All right, thank you for calling. You know, what this gentleman is saying is by all means true. Preachers want to live big time. If they don't make but, $30,000 or $40,000 a year as a pastor, they'll get a second job so they can make $30,000 or $40,000 more dollars a year because they want a $70,000 income so they can live a $70,000 life. And you've got that everywhere. I know good preachers that are decent men, and they get good salaries, but they get second jobs, so they can make additional salaries because they want to live high on the hog. Let me tell you what preachers did when they got saved back when I was just accepting the call. See, I've been pastoring 60 years this coming October. You launched out by faith, and you lived by faith. You'd get a little job to supplement your salary. salary when it was $25, $30 a week. You didn't have enough money to feed your family. You'd go find a job, and as soon as you could get enough money just to pay the car payment and just to buy the groceries, you were free of that job, full time for Jesus. But you know how many preachers like that today? They're just lazy when it comes to the things of God, and they want big salaries. They want to look like somebody that's, let me go no further. Great day. I'm glad I'm one of those old timers. And there are some good old timers out there. Now, this has been a breathtaking program to me. I don't know about the others of you, but it's been a breathtaking program to me. I got time for one more call. I again got to tell you that I've got to have your help if you want me on radio. I'm giving you an ultimatum. This is absolutely an ultimatum. If you want me on your radio station, you've got to help. And you got to come through with more than $3 every 7 weeks, okay? You got to get involved and be a part of me. Now, will you do it today? The lines are open. My lady and our brother that are working will stay here as long as that phone rings. And you can make your contribution. I need some $1,000-ers. I need one or two $10,000-ers, you know? And I know that's not good English, but you know what I'm saying. I need you to get involved. I need you to really be part of what we are doing. This is wonderful work. I love every minute of it. I give my soul to it, and I want you involved. Now, I'm preaching in the morning a sermon that I think is out of this world. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to come expecting something that could change your life. You're sick in body, this sermon could change your life. You're unhappy and you're always feeling down on your luck, and I don't believe in the word luck, but down in your troubles of life. Friend, I'm here to tell you, you need to hear that sermon tomorrow. You on the air? I got just a moment.
Yes, Brother Chambers.
Hey, I got a moment. You have to hurry.
I was reading 1 John. It said that Christians cannot sin. What does that mean?
That means a lie. Yes, Christians can sin, but Christians don't have to sin. So you need to call back when I got time. Hey, what a joy. Jesus is coming, and I'm leaving. I'm getting out of here, and I'm going to be gone like a bullet. Hallelujah. I love you. I guess I'm close to the end here. I'm already past it. Oh, I got a few minutes. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. I love you. I love you. Do you love me? Help me. Get on board with me, will you? Become one of my partners. Come on to my partner.